I don't know that there's one specific area. I think they're playing the run a lot better, and they've maintained the same defensive posture in terms of they're gambling, aggressive, come after you, playing a lot of man coverage. But their corners have done a great job covering, and you know they've gotten some, like last week against Dallas, they got a few interference, holding calls, what have you. But other than that, now they shut down a pretty talented receiving core more than I think many people would have expected. So, our guys we're going to have some chances. There's going to be some one-on-one opportunities, but they're going to have to make the plays because I don't see them changing their approach.
You get 100 yards out of Brandon Jacobs one week. He goes down. Peyton Hillis comes in, gives you a solid performance. Yep. Are you amazed at all that guys are coming off the street and kind of succeeding a little bit?
Well, I'm very happy. I don't know if I'm amazed. I can't afford to think that was our fifth and sixth running backs in there. I'd get discouraged. But I'm very proud of the effort that he put forth. I mean, again, the good thing is he's a bright young man, and I think we had the good fortune that he at least been exposed to our terminology, our system, having been down in Tampa Bay. So that certainly expedited the learning curve a little bit, but not everybody could have done what he did. And I think the thing that was really impressive was the physicality that he brought to the game. He turned north-south on a couple of those catches. It's something we need as an offense. It's nice to be finesse. It's nice to throw the ball. But it's nice to show that physical prowess, too.
Do you have to be careful at all with him? I mean, Brandon, after his 100-yard game, hurts his hamstring, and there was a layoff.
You're just a bearer of good tidings, aren't you? Jeez, oh, man.
No, I mean,
We can't. We only got two. Yeah. There's only two, so there's nowhere else to go. We've asked if we could bring some other guys in, but they won't grant him any eligibility. Yeah. So, I guess you have to be conscious of it to a point, but it's just that your options are so limited anyway, and there's certain things that you can ask Michael to do, and there's certain things you can ask, Peyton to do, and when those things are coming up, they have to do them, and there's nowhere else to go. So, knock on wood, I was sure he'd be sore as anything the next day after having not played and then going out, and usually it takes 2 or 3 weeks of going through that hitting before your recovery becomes more normal. Hopefully with the short week he'll be back and able to go. I know his desire and determination to play and play as much as we get, as many opportunities we give him, he'll welcome them all. So that's the good thing. Where he'll be physically remains to be seen.
Is his time in Tampa with Sully and knowing Sully's system, did that help him transition?
Right? Sully's system is our system. That's all he does. Every word is the same. Yeah, no, that's what I said. That just being familiar with the nomenclature, being familiar with the terminology, the plays, definitely expedited the curve. There's no way we could have gotten what we got from him without having a little bit of background, and he did. No question about that. No question.
Jimmy Cordell surprised you at all?
I guess yes. I've been just very, very proud of how he's played. And, I made a point last week when they were asking about David. I was certainly glad with David's return and looking forward to seeing him play with us. But I wanted to make sure, and I prefaced my remarks by saying, I don't want anyone to undervalue what Jimmy had done, because he had played very well for us. So I didn't expect him to come in again as quickly as he did. But the one thing is he's very professional in his preparation. He's very knowledgeable about what's being asked of him. I think he knows his limitations. He's able to avoid them intellectually and do things well enough that he's been a very effective player for us. And I don't know. You never know how someone who's a backup that has to, is now all of a sudden a starter, how he's going to perform on the big stage. But he's done a great job for us. He really has.
One of the things I was thinking about is he had that, disappointment of where it looked like he was going to be a starter, and then it
yeah. No, and as much as you try not to be, you say, okay, I'm fine, I'm going to prepare. Human nature being as it is, I'm not sure you really do, and yet here it was. That was a prime example why we say you're one play away, and certainly that was the case Monday. I'm sorry.